Hi, I'm Larry, and this is Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. Most of what you'll hear or read about actually happened somewhere in my life. Sometimes you'll hear about my experiences, my strengths, and my hopes as I continue to grow as a person. You'll discover that I've made mistakes along the way, but I'm trying one day at a time to live a better life and sharing a little of it as we go along here on Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. So thanks for joining me. Just a little note, this podcast is sponsored by Z. Michelson Travel. You can contact Z at zmichelsontravel.com. And Z spells her name Z-E-E. And Z also tells me that she likes to make your travel dreams come true. Also, check out my blog at Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. It was her hair. She was slowly moving around the roller skating rink, but I kept seeing her long hair as she was trying to teach her young child to skate. Oh yes, I noticed her long legs. She had a pair of white slacks, and those legs really stood out. You might have heard me mention before that I was managing a roller skating rink on a Sunday afternoon in October of 1981, and I noticed that her young son fell on her skate, and he started to bleed. Not wanting the blood to ruin those white slacks, I hustled them over to the snack bar, and I stopped the bleeding and got a date. Well, I didn't just get a date. I got a wife and her young son in the package. We were married in a small church wedding on a Sunday afternoon as I took the day off from the roller skating rink and with a group of her friends and mine in a small ceremony. The ceremony was delayed by two events. First, we originally set the wedding date for February 14th, but she got cold feet, and at last minute she pushed it back to a month of March 14th. Second, on March 14th, we had to wait for the church bishop to complete his visit with the minister, and finally we got married. I had been working at the roller skating rink because I was in between, as they say in the trade. But my real passion was in radio and TV production. So I had a friend from Kansas City call me and said that there was a production company in Cocoa, Florida that was looking for a producer, director, production manager, and I was really made for that job. I called the production facility, and with that phone call, I got an invitation to go to Florida for a personal interview. Flying from Lincoln, Nebraska to Orlando, Florida wasn't very easy in those days, so I booked an early flight to get me to Orlando in good time. But there was one of the first issues that I had noticed. This beautiful woman with the long hair had no sense of timing. And because she dawdled around so much, I missed the flight. I was embarrassed and had to call my future employer and explain the situation. Thankfully, there was another flight about noontime, and I was able to get on that flight and make the connection. My new employer was kind enough to fly my new bride down for a weekend honeymoon on the beach in Cocoa, Florida. Wow! I got a good look at those legs, and of course her long, flowing hair that danced with the waves on the ocean at sunset. My wife had to finish grad school at the University of Nebraska while I was getting settled in my new job in Florida. Finally, the semester was over and she was ready to move to Florida to be with me, and I was going to fly home, pack up a moving van, and then we'd head back to Florida in her VW Rabbit. And of course, that's another story. The day came, I flew back to Lincoln. I got off the plane, and I could not find my new bride waiting for me at the airport. I looked around, and finally someone said my name, and I recognized the voice, but I didn't recognize the face. Since she was moving to Florida, she thought it was a good idea to get her hair cut. Her hair was so short, I didn't recognize my new bride with short hair. Oops, that's where I made one of those mistakes. Maybe you've had a situation like that in your life as well, and maybe you'd like to share it with me. You can make your comments as a review on the podcast, or you can go to the blog at Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. So if you like these stories and more, just keep listening. We'd love you to be a subscriber. Like to hear from you. Well, that's it for this week's story. Check us out next week. And if you want to do some traveling, I would recommend you check out Z. Michelson at zmichelsontravel.com. Z says she likes to make your travel dreams come true. Again, thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Larry, always looking for a sort of fun story to share with you.